Thank you. Thank you. The Friends Band. Good morning. So it's September already. Can you believe it? First day of September. But that means we have some new congregation songs. So if you would like to stand up if you're able and join me in singing our opening song, Om Shanti.
Church already. You can just go home. Thank you. Go home. Oh my God. Oh, that's okay. We got to start with some humor, too. Divine humor. Good morning, and welcome to the Portland Center for Spiritual Living. We're a community that teaches and practices spiritual principles to uplift and transform our lives and to make the world a better place. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. My name is Sandy Liebold. My pronouns are she, her, and I serve as a licensed spiritual practitioner here. It's my honor to welcome you this morning. A special welcome to anyone who may be here with us for the first time in person or in our virtual community space. If you're here for the first time in person, if you want to raise your hand, we won't do anything bad to you. Welcome, welcome. We'll just say welcome and clap for you. So thank you for being here. Hopefully you got one of these welcome packets when you came in. They're on the table when you first come in. And if you are attending in virtual reality, virtual space this morning, that same information is available for you on our website at cslportland.org under the About Us menu tab. Either way, I encourage you to learn more about who we are, what we stand for, and how we might serve you. On our website, you can also sign up for weekly emails that detail our events, register for classes, and even get a free gift on your birthday. Just a quick reminder, if you are here in person, this is a good time to double check that you have silenced all of your devices as we move into the announcements and the rest of our service together. And what I'm going to do is actually invite our lead practitioner, Catherine Richard, to come up and do a special announcement first.
Thank you, Sandy. Happy September, everyone. Hello. So here at the Portland First Center for Spiritual Living, the month of September is the month for us to shower our spiritual leader, Reverend Bridget McCann, with affirmative consciousness and love as she is on her journey to wholeness. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you, absolutely. And so this week we have set up an opportunity for the entire community to participate in an event that is happening on Wednesday, this Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific time to 3 p.m., 4 hours, which is actually the time that she will be undergoing her perfect flow of surgery with all the right people in all the right places and the perfect outcome. Two ways you can participate. One is that we will open the sanctuary from 11 to 3, and anyone is welcome to come and sit in silent meditation and offer your affirmative consciousness at any point during that time to come and go freely. It will be a silent space with soft music and soft lighting, of course, to engender more of that spaciousness within yourself. And also, we are going to be on Zoom at the same exact time, from 11 to 3 Pacific time again. And that link is on our website, the main page. You just click on the link and you will be in the Zoom room. And we'll have an opening prayer circle that will walk you through how that will be happening. And then there will be a vigil where you can come and go again as you please. We'll be doing that in silence as well until 4 p.m. There's a beautiful, beautiful flyer. Thank you to Laura Perkins and Debbie Pettijohn for getting this together literally yesterday afternoon while I was on a boat at Hague Lake. It was fun. I had cell service, so that was great. This beautiful flyer talks about all of those ways that you can participate. And as she has said to us, she knows that she is on her path to wholeness. And so we are in positive affirmation of that. So love to see you all in one or the other,
or even both.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's happening on Wednesday. Please join us. The practitioners are involved in that. Next Sunday, don't forget, it's a special event. September 8th. We've been planning and happily anticipating this for quite some time. It's the ordination of our dear Reverend Marilyn Sprague, our Director of Education and Outreach. Where are you? There she is. Okay. We're giving her love now, and next week we give her more love. Our retired senior minister, Reverend Larry King, will be officiating, and our former music director, LaRonda Steele, will be sharing some special music. All are invited to a reception following the service. If you can't be here, please consider sending Reverend Marilyn your good wishes via the email link on our minister's webpage, but I hope that you'll be here. Then on Friday, September 20th, so it's in a few weeks, licensed practitioner Sean A.B. Larkin will be leading a celebration of the fall equinox. Halfway between the summer and winter solstices, the equinox has traditionally been a time to contemplate and celebrate balance and harmony. So this special event will feature sacred sounds, including handpan music, sacred drumming, a singing bowl, mantra intonation, and prayer, meditation, and a sharing about the fall equinox in a science of mind context. So there is something for everybody. I love a singing bowl myself, but I love some of these other things too. The event begins promptly at 7, and you can attend either in person in the sanctuary or via Zoom. Again, the Zoom link is on our homepage. So either way, if you want to come be where the live intonations are, be here. 7 o'clock on a Friday night, September 20th. Another special event this month will be on Sunday, September 22nd at 12:30 p.m., right after Sunday service, when our PCSL teens are offering a workshop where they'll share their experiences from CSL Teen Camp. The highlight will be as they teach the rest of our community a camp tradition called the Love Award Song, which evolves into a celebratory dance where love awards will be given out. So I have never seen this. It sounds fabulous. And what a wonderful way to connect with our teens. The workshop is free. However, please register in advance so the teens can prepare for us. There is a sign-up sheet on the back table, and also you can sign up on the website, either way. And come prepared to share the love. That's 12:30 after service here in the sanctuary on the 22nd. And speaking of sharing love, do you feel called to serve your spiritual community through sacred service? Do you have talents and time you can contribute to our center? Our community functions almost entirely on volunteer support, and we look forward to you joining other volunteers who provide sacred service to our center. Please prayerfully consider how you can help the clean team, the flower ministry, and or provide office support. And even if any of those three things don't speak to you, I'm sure there is something that's got your name on it here. Many hands make light work. You can fill out the yellow sacred service form on the welcome table. There might even be one in your bulletin, I'm not sure. Or the volunteer interest form on our website. Kat Hooker is not here today, but Kat is our volunteer coordinator, and she can answer all your questions. If you have them. It's also fall, starts speaking to education, right? Back to school time. And sacred service and spiritual education are two tried and true ways to grow spiritually and have fun while doing so. Now is the time to register for fall classes, which are offered 100% on Zoom. Our two offerings this fall are going to be the Roots of Science of Mind, which is a 10-week certificated class, Tuesday evenings, starting at the end of September, which now is only, what, 3 or 4 weeks away? I can't believe it. And Visioning, a Way of Life, a 6-week certificated class on Monday evenings that starts in early October. Again, on our website, there are more details on both of those classes, and you can register online. Today, licensed practitioners Sylvia Miller and Annette Bolster are serving on High Watch, creating a sacred container of consciousness in the sanctuary and for our virtual spiritual community. Our special music, as you already know, features our talented music director, Lori Jones. Yay! And our wonderful Friends Band, Double Yay. Our flowers today are courtesy of Kat and Bo Hooker. Thanks, Kat and Bo. And today's message is entitled, Know Your No to Live Your Yes. And we have as our guest speaker today, Reverend Gail Dillon, who's an ordained CSL minister who lives in Long Beach, Washington at the moment. Thank you for being here, Reverend Gail. And so now I invite you to sit back and relax, because I know that somewhere between this beautiful spiritual community, the music, the meditation, and the message is exactly what your heart came to receive.
Breathing into this moment, into this sacred space, into a brand new month of wholeness. It is not I, but the Spirit within who does these things I see before me. It is not I, but the Spirit within. Oh,
to join me in affirmative prayer. How good it is in this moment to recognize that there is just one power, one presence, one life, one love in the universe, It is God. It is spirit. It is everywhere present. It is back and behind everything seen and unseen. It is what animates everything in this life. It animates you and me. It animates all of what we see, all of what we experience. It is all one thing happening, and we are one with it. I am one with this because I know that I have the spirit within me, and so does each of you. Each of us is a divine being having a human experience. And as such, what I know is that in each and every moment, we have the opportunity to lean into this knowledge, lean into this understanding, lean into this truth that we are exactly where we need to be in each and every moment. And what I know is that each of us is on a path, on a journey of wholeness, a journey of peace, of harmony. We are divinely guided to every opportunity that is just the right thing for us in this moment. Sometimes our human perception sees something different, but what I know is that all we need to do in each and every moment is lean into that, go inside, find that divine within us, and feel the peace, the harmony, the love, the support, and the joy that is everywhere present. And so I'm so grateful for this knowledge. I'm so grateful to know this. I'm so grateful to be on this path with each and every other person as we join together in becoming our own best self. And so I know that this prayer, like all others, is answered with a resounding yes by that aspect of the divine that always, always has our back and always, always is looking out for our highest and best. And so with this, I just let it be, knowing that it's already done in the mind of God and already being manifested right here on this planet. And so together we say, and so it is. And now I invite you to just stay for a few moments in silent meditation, considering the divine within.
Living large in a tiny square, broken pieces seem to lead nowhere. Why do I feel like my life is just pretend? All my dreams stay way too small. They lead me back to where I started from. How can I move when I fear what lies ahead? There's more than what I see. Each step brings me closer to free. I realize it's all inside of me. I realize there are no walls in between you and me and this holy word. You and me and this holy word. I realize now. With each new day, I see my life getting bigger with less denying. It's my choice now to leave or just give in. And every morning I give thanks, amen, for all the growth I've experienced. And I've become a dream that's worth believing. There's more than what I see. Each step brings me closer to me.
A good one when you got her, yeah? Like icing on the cake with your band, so amazing. How is everybody? Good morning.
Good morning.
So, your no, to know your no, you have to know what that is so you can say yes to life. What does that mean? How many of you would say you have been people pleasers or are people pleasers right now? Yeah, right? Because we want people to like us, let's face it. We want people to like us, and we're afraid if we say no to somebody, they're not going to like us. They're not going to understand. And I was the queen of the yes, especially when it comes to spiritual community or being a volunteer for a board or, you know, when I got to Long Beach, I volunteered for the Long Beach Merchants Association, and I had to remind myself, quit raising your hand. There are other people in the room that if you just wait a moment, they might be a little bit slower with the, okay, I'll do that, right? And I learned something really special when I took a class with Jack Canfield. And he said, if you can't say no, your yes means nothing. Now think about that. And it especially doesn't mean anything because who you're not saying yes to is yourself. And not in a selfish way. But you have to be able to say yes to yourself. You have to be able to love yourself enough to say to somebody, yeah, I'd really like to do that. I can't. You know, I have a friend who, we were going to go to coffee yesterday, and she sent me a text and said, you know, I'm a puddle on the floor. I woke up this morning. My dog passed away. I can't meet you for coffee. Can we meet on Sunday? And I was like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. And no, I'm going to be in Portland on Sunday. You know, but my first reaction was, I mean, could I go to Portland? I can do my talk. I can rush home. It's a two-hour drive. And then be with her. And I said, let's do something Monday. Now, there would have been a time in my life, I don't know about you guys, I would have come here. I would have done what we needed to do. Paul would have said, let's go to breakfast. Oh, no, I can't go to breakfast. I got to get home because, you know, she's okay. She's got family. And it's not like I'm not going to be there with her. But saying yes to myself, giving myself the space. And so Ernest Holmes says, where your mind goes, what? Energy flows. And so especially now with Bridget, right? As Nadine, right?
Catherine, sorry.
As Catherine said today, to keep those positive thoughts. Because we have a tendency when things happen and they're not the way we think they should be, that we go to the negative or we worry. And what we teach here in this philosophy is worry is a form of prayer. I don't know if I've ever shared with you, when I first came into this philosophy, I used to say things evidently about myself just as part of my human languaging that was really negative. I wasn't even conscious I was saying it. And I had a minister who would say, and so it is. And I would be like, what? She'd say, and so it is. Quit saying that stuff about yourself. And it got to the point that when she'd say it, I would want to reach out and hurt her. Because I evidently had a lot of negative things that I was saying about myself that I hadn't a clue I was doing. And that's how mindless we can be. And that's one of the gifts that we give each other here in community, is we give each other the gift of being able to say, you don't really mean that, do you? Or you could just say now, because now everybody will know, and so it is. I'm so clumsy, and so it is. Don't go upstairs right now because you'll probably fall, right? I mean, we forget. And then it gets down into the really important stuff that's not silly. You know, I've shared with everybody, we moved to Long Beach, Washington because I wanted to live on the ocean. You know, I was in Cannon Beach. We were there for our anniversary. I was walking on the beach and I was like, I want to live on the ocean before I die. And I'm not dead yet, and I lived on the ocean. What I have found out is, when I grew up in North Bend, Washington. There were 900 people that lived in North Bend, 30 miles east of Seattle, another 30 miles to Snoqualmie Pass, if you know Washington, that part of Washington at all. Very small town. I don't know how many of you have grown up in a small town, but I remember when I left, looking in my rearview mirror and saying, I will never live in a small town again. How many of you been to Long Beach, Washington? It's small. It's 28 miles of small, actually, the whole beach. And I love it. I love the ocean. I love, you know, it's clean air. It's quiet. There are so many things to love about Long Beach. And I write them down every day because I want that love to lift me up and put me back into a city. Where our house is for sale and we're moving to Bellingham, because what I realized after 3 years, the thing I miss most is spiritual community. They have a lot of churches on that 28-mile coastline, and not one of them speaks to my heart. And I really am hungry for that again. And so getting back into a good-sized city, which Bellingham is, that has multiple options for spiritual community, is, I'm looking forward to it. And yet, where the mind goes, right? So I have to watch myself, because my house has been on the market since June 12th. It's September. I wanted God to sell my house in June. And now I'm wondering what's up. Right? So this morning on the way here, I'm going to touch this bouquet. Whoever did it, I'm sorry. How many of you know Larry Heal? I think she was part of this community way back when. She lives in Georgia, I think now. She sent me a text out of the blue on my way here. And it said, it was just a little text. And it said, your plans. God's plan. Right? Right? We forget. We forget that there's something bigger in play. I'll try to put this back, I swear, right where I found it. Not bad. We forget how important it is to surrender, to say what we want. Be as specific as you choose to be. However, we have all these like rules, if you will, that we say about this philosophy, and then we go, don't be too specific. You know, don't tell God you want a red Mustang, and then a really sharp-looking black one drives by and it's not yours because you said you wanted red, right? And yet, feel yourself. You know, it's one of the things that excites me about being here today. It's feeling myself in spiritual community. So I can imagine myself being in spiritual community. Because that is where I need to keep my energy. And another gift I was given by Kathy Ann Lewis, who is a minister up in the Seattle area, at CSL Seattle. And she talked about when she was complete with Utah and wanted to get back to the Pacific Northwest. The first thing, what's the first thing we do? We start thinking about all the reasons we don't want to be here anymore. All the tons of reasons that this is wrong. And she said, and somebody said to me, all you're telling the universe is what's wrong, and it's going to keep you right where you're at. Because evidently that's working for you, because you're expressing it all the time. And she said, so to move, I had to start expressing what I loved about where I was, because it's love that lifts us up. It is love that moves us forward. It is love that attracts us to other people. And so Ernest Holmes also says, and I love this, because you never want to tell somebody, calm down when they're upset, because, or at least you don't want to tell me that, trust me. If I'm upset, don't come up and tell me to calm down, because my upset might come after you. just, I am that girl. So he says, stop trying. Stop struggling. Begin to be calm, to trust the higher laws of life. Even though you don't see them, they're still there. And so how many times do we struggle with what is? Because we, in our finite mind, think we have a better view, a better understanding, a better knowing than the infinite. That is part of us being human. It's not that there's something flawed with us or that we're doing something wrong. It's as humans, we are asked, if you will, to remember our divinity. Because we forget over and over and over again. And the reason we forget is because, depending on your age, you have had eons of proof of what is wrong, if you allow that. And yet I bet if every single one of you looks at a time in your life that something was the worst it could have been, and you're here today, and you've moved through that. There is that saying, if God has brought you to it, God will see you through it. And I truly believe that, and I have to remind myself, because this isn't the first time that my poor husband has been picked up because now I've decided I want to go live somewhere else. I am not afraid to move, obviously. And he will say, I just hang on to her tailcoats and he has faith in God too, but he has great faith in me, which, you know, kind of, it lets me know that, okay, I got one person that's going to say, you go, girl. So it's knowing that each and every one of us is going to stumble. Each and every one of us at some time in our life is going to lose somebody or something, or be diagnosed with something. And it is an opportunity for us to tap into that divinity that is the truth of who we are. Because it's always there. And there haven't been any promises to any one of us that says, you know, your dog's gonna outlive you, or your kids are gonna be healthy their entire life. I woke up this morning and realized that my granddaughter, now she's 20, but still, she's in Europe. She just decided she wanted to go to Europe for a month. And all of a sudden, the first thought in my human mind was, oh my God, she's going to Europe. Now she's going with a friend, but she's never been there. And she's going to Europe, and what if this happens? And what if, and you know, I literally have to tell my mind, stop. Stop. She's going to have an amazing time. And so I do this prayer. I do it every time we climb into a car, and I swear, whether you believe in angels or not, I swear that there have been times I'm like, glad I said that prayer. And so I did it for Grace this morning. And what I say when I climb into my car, angels in front of me, angels behind me, angels to the left of me, angels to the right of me, angels above me, angels below me. Surround my car and keep me safe on the road and all those around me. And somebody had said in a book that I read that there's angels everywhere. And they're just waiting to be called on. And I'm like, I can start doing that. You know, and I don't think that contradicts what we teach here. Because that angel energy is just another aspect of God. I could literally say, God in front of me, God behind me. God to the left of me, God to the right of me. God above me, God below me. Surround me with your energy and keep me safe. Why am I not saying that all the time? I only say it when I climb into a car, right? So it's about tapping into what we believe. It is not just coming on Sunday and listening to amazing music and hearing somebody speak. It really is about living this philosophy. What do you do when you leave here on Sunday? Do you walk into your house and think that, wish the neighbor would clean their front yard, right? Do you go into judgment the minute you walk out of this building? There's a quote in the Bible, and I don't know it because I was not raised on the Bible, but it's something about judge ye not, for thou shalt be judged. Close? Thank you. Not right, but close. So, but, you know, it is imagining, if you will, what if I just stop? What if I really did my best every single moment of every day to be more of that spiritual being that is the truth of who I am and a little bit less human? What would the world look like if when I walked down the street and I saw somebody that looked different than me, believed different than me, might have had some obnoxious sign that I just want to scream at, what if I walked by and said, God bless you, right? Because it's all energy. And why do I want to put energy out there that isn't feeding love? Emmett Fox says, the great difference between the two energies of love and fear is that love is always creative and fear is always destructive. So think about that. Because I personally believe that when we are not in love, we are in fear, and when we're in fear, it's because we don't know, or we don't trust, or we don't have faith. And there's a lot to judge out there right now, isn't there? There's a lot we can be fearful about if we choose, because we're fed it 24/7. We are fed, everybody, the news, Google, Daily Beast, whatever source of 24/7 news that you listen to, they want us to be fearful. They want us not to like the other. And my challenge, and my challenge to all of you, is we're the ones that have to be the love. Right? Because, sorry, shame on us. We know better. We teach better. And yet, I don't know about you, I fail. And when I fail, I probably fail better. Right? Because deep down, I do know. And yet, deep down, there are things that I will drive past and I think that I have to comment. Or maybe even wave a flag of my own. I think that we need to start to at least be loving. And what I mean by that is, if I'm driving down the road and I see something that upsets me, instead of maybe expressing myself with my hand, in case you didn't get the flag thing I was trying to say nicely, what if I just said, God bless you? No attachment. I don't have to say, God bless you if, or God bless you when. Just God bless you. Because every single one of us, whether they're sitting here, or they're sitting in a mosque, or they're sitting in a Christian church, and I know I'm going to forget all the different religions, but wherever they're sitting today, or on Saturday, or whenever, maybe they're at home. They're all God, every single one of them. That's what we teach. Every single person is God in form. Think about that. Every single person on this planet is God in form. Everyone. And sometimes I want to go, That can't possibly be true. And the answer to that is yes, it is. And how awake are people to their divinity? How many people are actually told, wow, I love you, you're God in form? Right? How often do we really look at another person and say, wow, thanks for being here today. You've made today special just by showing up. That should be what we do. And it's not easy. At least it's not for me. I have to remind myself all the time. So Dr. Holmes also says, this spoke to me just because, like I said, I tend to move. And I'm okay with that. A lot of people I know, you know, don't like to move. A lot of people are like, where's she going now? And for me, it's, I know that when I'm someplace, I'm there because I'm supposed to be. And when I get the feeling that I know I'm complete, then it's time for me to go. And it's never bothered me. And Ernest Holmes says, nature will not let us stay in one place for too long. I was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. She will let us stay just long enough to gather the experience necessary to the unfolding advancement of the soul. This is a wise provision, for should we stay somewhere too long, we would become too set, too rigid, too inflexible. Nature demands change in order that we may advance. Now, I'm not saying all of you pack up your houses and move somewhere. My parents lived in their house for 30 some odd years. There is a comfort in staying also. And yet, energetically, it's important that you don't get stuck. And we can tend to do that in this philosophy. We can get stuck. We can get rigid. We can be just as non-Christian Christian as some Christian religions, right? And that is not what Ernest Holmes teaches. It's not about this is right, this is the only path to God. We've got all the answers to all the questions. That's not what he said. What Ernest Holmes taught, what Ernest Holmes said was, all paths lead to God. Find your path. We hope, I hope, it's within this philosophy because I think we are brilliant. I really do. I think we're brilliant, and I think we tap it down, if you will. We tend to think that we need to be something else than what we truly are, and we forget about principle. And if we stick to principle, oh my God, we are brilliant. Because principle is the voice of the divine. Principle is just a truth. You know, what we believe. So the first thing that we believe is we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible being. I'm not going to get this absolutely right, practitioner, so don't curl up your noses at me, because this is off the cuff. Otherwise, I'd have it written here. One indestructible force. This one knows is we're, this one is in and through and all things. And yet it is not absorbed by anything. It is that divine essence. Now, he didn't say this, but it's true. It is that divine essence, the truth of who we are. And he didn't say that to Science of Mind people. He wrote that in 1927 before religious science was even a thing. And he didn't write what we believe. He wrote what I believe. I believe in the living spirit almighty, one indestructible thing itself. That's it, thing itself. And so I invite you, especially if you have not looked at, to look at the what we believes. And the beautiful thing about this philosophy is you don't have to believe it if you don't want to, right? We don't believe in heaven and hell, so I can't send you somewhere if you decide, you know, that one doesn't work for me. You create your own living heaven and your own living hell. Which do you choose? Which one do you want to be? Do you want to be that person when you walk into a room, people say, she is so kind, I want to be more like her? Or when you walk into a room, do you notice that everybody kind of turns and walks away? It's all about choice. And if you think you're that person right now, that when you walk into a room, people turn and walk away, change. You have the power within you to recognize and to know God as the truth of who you are. And so I'm going to close with Florence Scovel Shinn. All that is mine by divine right is now released and reaches me in great avalanches of abundance and in miraculous ways. Let us pray. Mother, Father, God, Spirit within me, within all people, everywhere, knowing that that one power, that one source, that one divine essence that I choose to know and call God, although it is known and called by many names, is present right here, right now, within me, within every person here, within this community and the greater community at large. Within this country and all countries, there is that essence, that truth, that knowingness, that one power, that one presence, that love that is everlasting, that knows that it knows that it knows. And because I am one with this power, this presence, this knowing, I am that love in form. I emanate that love out into the world by choosing to know the truth. That God is, therefore I am. And so as I know this for me, as I know it for all of you, I speak right now into that knowingness that life is an adventure. It has hills, it has valleys, it has rivers to try to swim across. It has so much to offer, each and every one of us, if we just grab hold and say yes. And so it is yes to life today, yes to life tomorrow, yes to life always, because that life is God. It is that one life. It is your heartbeat. It is the heartbeat of every person around you. It emanates out into the world in its humanness, and we call it back into its divinity. And so I bless each one of you as I say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this knowing. Thank you for this community. I release these words into the law, knowing that as it is spoken, it is done. God has said yes, because in its brilliance, when we speak, that's what it says is yes. 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 And so it is in that yes that I let go, I let God, and together we say, and so it is. Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you so much for those inspiring words. And now is our time for sacred giving. Thank you so much for your gracious giving. Your gifts and tithes allow us to be in this beautiful physical space, in our virtual space. It allows us to hear wonderful music and to hear inspirational speakers and to contribute to the greater community through nonprofits. It allows this powerful teaching to be known so we can continue to grow and be an expression of spirit in the world. In a moment, the ushers will come around with a basket. If you prefer to give by cash, please use one of the envelopes that is in your seat pocket in front of you. And also, of course, anyone here or in our virtual community can give through the donation tab in our website. The ushers have come forward. Thank you very much. And so now, as call and response, let's go ahead and accept and bless our offering together. I bless these sacred gifts.
I bless these sacred gifts.
Given graciously with love.
Given graciously with love.
These gifts bless, heal, and prosper all they touch.
These gifts bless, heal, and prosper all they touch.
In giving, I am grateful to be richly.
I am grateful to be richly.
Lavishly. And abundantly blessed.
And so it is.
And now our musicians are coming back. Thank you.
All right. Are we all ready to say yes to life? Are we ready to sing it?
I'm saying yes, 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 yes to life. I'm saying yes, 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 yes to life. I'm saying yes, 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 yes to life.
Through any kind of trouble right now, or if you would like to improve an area of your life, Please consider a quick prayer with one of our licensed practitioners. They are available here at the front at the end of the service. They're not here right now. We also have prayer request cards you can fill out at the Ministry of Prayer table. Our spiritual community participating virtually can submit prayer requests on our website at cslportland.org. I forget you're out there. I'm so sorry. Both are immediately distributed to all ministers and practitioners who are honored to pray with you throughout the week. So now I invite you to stand if possible. And we're going to do our call and response benediction. There's some hand-holding going on. That's good. Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Ready. Okay. Something wonderful is flowing through me right now.
Something wonderful is flowing through me right now.
It is this thing called life.
It is this thing called life.
Life is in my mind.
Life is in my mind.
Life is in my body.
Life is in my body.
And life is in my affairs.
And life is in my affairs.
I think it.
I think it.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I accept it.
I accept it.
I am it.
I am it.
Just the way that I am.
Just the way that I am.
Thank you. Okay. Oh. Okay, we're going to keep, no, let's not keep the call on response. Now with me, know with me that you are never alone. The divine presence of love is within you always. Anytime during the day or night, if forgetfulness comes upon you, simply go within and remember that you are always, always, always loved. And if you forget, call a practitioner or a minister and they'll remind you. In gratitude for this, remember, we will let it be, and together we say,
and so it is.
All right, let's sing this, sing us all out today. A new song, I think, for this community.
It.